The edification process. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4. He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. Here we come across that wonderful word edify again. It is the Greek word oikodomeo and can be translated to build up, as in a house, to confirm or to embolden. As with most Greek words, its true meaning is determined by its context. In chapter 14, the context is a building up in the renewed mind by way of words of exhortation and comfort. Verse 3. But he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men. We must ask ourselves, and more importantly, the Holy Spirit, how are we edified as we speak in tongues? How do we receive this exhortation and comfort as we praise and pray to the Father in tongues? In the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 8, the Lord Jesus Christ states, "The wind, the Spirit, blows, breathes, where it wishes or desires, and you hear the sound, or the voice, of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit." As you speak in tongues in your own praise and prayer language to the Father, the Holy Spirit will edify, exhort, encourage, and comfort you in your renewed mind. As we speak in tongues to the Father, the Holy Spirit will breathe into your spirit. You will hear his voice, yet we will not know where he comes from nor where he goes. Yet this knowledge is available to all who are born of the Spirit. Hallelujah. That is how we receive this edification, this building up, these words of encouragement and comfort to bless us in our renewed minds. John chapter 14, verse 26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to remembrance all things that I said unto you. John chapter 16, verse 13. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. These two verses inform us of two of the main responsibilities that the Holy Spirit has towards those that have been blessed to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. He will teach us all things and bring to our remembrance all things that the Lord Jesus spoke. He will guide us into all truth. John chapter 17, verse 17. Sanctify them through your truth. Your word is truth. As we study the word of truth, the scriptures, many times we just can't quite understand their true meaning. Now, instead of rushing to the internet to find out what your favorite preacher has to say on the matter, take it easy. Ask the Holy Spirit to teach you all things about these scriptures. Ask him to guide you into all of their truth. As you praise the Father in tongues or pray in tongues for others out of a heart of love, you will hear a whisper breathed into your spirit. This whisper will miraculously teach you all things and guide you into all of the truth of these scriptures. Please don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Allow the Holy Spirit to help you. He is the true teacher. He is your comforter. This whisper or words from the Holy Spirit, and not to be confused with the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom. They are given as the Father's will to help others. Edification by the Holy Spirit is initiated by us as we pray and then speak in tongues, and consequently, we receive the blessing. Our Heavenly Father desires us to know His words of truth so that we can renew our minds and prove them in our everyday lives. We are encouraged to worship Him in truth. John chapter 4, verse 24. To fulfill His wish, we have to understand His words fully. And that is where our Comforter helps us as we pray in tongues. He edifies us. Hallelujah. Oh, have a glorious day.